I'm doing this famous podcaster series, and I started with Daniel Brewer, and now I'm having Larry Vader. So as you said, I'm starting from the bottom and working up.
Well, that's not quite how it went the first time, but I'll go with it. Okay. I'll go with it. Yes, Daniel's at the bottom and then me, which means, well, it just makes you wonder where Big Fatty falls into that.
I know, right? Maybe he'll be on. Maybe he'll be on my podcast. I'm not so sure. We'll see.
Yeah, well, he's very busy. You should see me trying to get him on the LFC. Every week I have to send him an invitation, and I'm like, are you available? And he says yes, and then I'm like, now when are you available? You know, we have to do the whole thing as if we don't do it every single week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, it just makes you wonder where Big Fatty falls.
I know, right?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3336 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of November. 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Oh, Big Fatty, today is World Turnip Day. It's gonna be a bomb, yes? Hello, stool samplers. Big Fatty, who needs us? Is that like going to the Costco and getting the free sample? No, you do not go to the Costco for a stool sample. Beh, Fatty, okay. How about a toadstool? No. Anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it is indeed World Turlet Day. And y'all, I believe that the turnip head brought this to my attention a couple of years ago. It may have been somebody else, but I think it was the turnip head. And y'all, I urge each and every one of you to have a seat and ponder the importance of World Turlet Day. Yes, Big Fatty, and remember, the job's not over till the paperwork is done.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today. Today, the 19th of November. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't think this person listens to the little show unless he's commanded. Beh, Fatty, it's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt listen to the little show. Beh, Fatty, where the hell that come from? I don't know. anyway, y'all, he is... He is the husband of a longtime listener. That's that Randy in the penis, Slivania. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Randy. Randy and the birthday boy, y'all, they like to go on the Atlantis cruises. And I think they like to go to Palm Springs, too, or something like that. But I may be getting confused on some things. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Shy Tom. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Shy Tom. We've never met Shy Tom. No, but if he's got good taste in putting up with Randy and the penis slave, well, probably so. Y'all, I hope one day to meet Randy and Shy Tom. Big Fatty Shy Tom will be over in the corner holding the coats. Well, maybe. Anyway, y'all, and I don't know if Randy or Shy Tom are on the Twitty or the Face, but y'all, if you know somebody in Penis Slivania, maybe they know Shy Tom. So y'all, join me in wishing Shy Tom a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty Randy Better. Oh, you know, Randy gave you that recipe for the cone souffle. Maybe he'll make Chi-Tom some cone souffle or a big old piece of cake. Let's get ready. I say, y'all, our census today comes to us from that Christina Hill. You know, she's one of the girls from nowhere. Yes, Big Betty. She lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. She's a listener. Been listening to the BFO forever. Her favorite segment is Hamming It Up. Big Betty, that we've got voice letters. What would you change? She says, no, I would not change anything. Fatty is perfect. Big Betty. Okay. She's called the voice letter number. She's been to a Pride 48 event, but she's never utilized a special chair. And y'all, the last time she sharted herself, she says she had the flu. Well, Christina, I hope you got the flu shot. And if you didn't, I hope you call in your story during Shart Week. And y'all, the next census is from old Stink Pot.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
From Television City in Hollywood, Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judge, Michael Gross, Peter Udall, comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical.
A mashup, especially on World Toilet Day. Everything's all mashed up. Well, anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I had the Caesar salad with the rotisserie chicken. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And, then what did I do? Y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I've got some quiz programs backed up that I need to get through. But, y'all, I just wasn't in the mood for a quiz program Tuesday night. So, y'all, I just turned on the sports ball. There was a college sports ball game. I guess I'm turning into a Mean Keen. You know, he's the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. anyway... and y'all, then it was going down, y'all, it was supposed to go down to the low 40s or the upper 30s. And y'all, so I had the electric camisole all going. I opened the windows. I crawled in to the chamber about a little bit after 10 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I was out. Out, I tell you, before 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I slept through the night, and it was absolutely fabulous. Fabulous, I'm telling you. y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, the old people always having to run to the toilet. I rolled back over and just enjoyed the coolness of the love chamber and the warmness of the camisole. And y'all, I finally got up a little bit before 9 a.m. in the morning, had my coffee. And y'all, I tried doing the Sudoku, but y'all, this is a level 2. I'm having trouble with it. I hadn't finished it yet, so I hadn't given up yet, though. Big Fatty, work on it on the toilet. y'all, when I sit on the toilet, I don't read. I don't check my cellular telephone. I get in there and I blow it out, and y'all, it takes so long for the paperwork. Yes, Big Fatty, and it's never a pretty sight. It's true. y'all, anyway, got up and did all that and read the newspaper. And y'all, then I caught up on that Stephen Colbert. I caught up on his monologue from Monday night. No, from Tuesday night. And y'all, then I hopped in the chair and I was off. Y'all, I think this may be the last time. Y'all, I just have a feeling they're going to close down the indoor dining again in the South Kakalaki. And so it may be, I had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had a lovely grilled turkey and brie sandwich on sourdough. It was lovely. And and y'all, next Wednesday, I've already told Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, that next Wednesday I am not going to the Von's East. Y'all, I am not going to the Von's East the day before Spanksgiving, because y'all, it's always crazy anyway, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
And, but y'all, I headed over to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! Do you hear that?
Yes, Big Betty, we hear it!
So y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, except the day before Spanksgiving, y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, I got me some celery. I'm gonna make some of my sausage dressing. For Spanksgiving, y'all, I got a replenishment of my paper napkins. Y'all, I got a couple of onions. Y'all, they had the Brussels sprouts on sale. It was the bulk Brussels sprouts, so you got to choose your own. So I got almost a pound of those. They've got these Brufkas pizza pies, and y'all, my favorite one is the bacon flavored one. And y'all, they hadn't had that in forever. Y'all, they have them. So I got a box of those. Y'all, I got a little bit of milk so I can make my coon bread. Y'all, they had the curry butter. You know, Derwood likes that. Well, y'all, they had it in a tub. Big Fatty, when it goes in you, it'll be in a tub too. Well, that's true. It was buy one, get one free, so I got a little tub of that. Y'all, I picked up a half dozen eggs. Y'all, I'm going to make KC in Denver's sweet Chex Mix. I don't remember what it is. It's Snickerdoodle. No, it's not Snickerdoodle, but anyway. but y'all, it requires popcorn, so I got a bag of popcorn. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I needed some of the little bitty Ziploc bags, so I got those. Y'all, they finally, they have brought back the Archway Bells and Stars Cookeries. Y'all, they used to be on a separate little cardboard thing, but y'all, they've moved them to one of the end caps. I just happened to walk by and look up, and there they were. I got a couple of packages of those. Y'all, I needed flour because I'm going to make some sausage balls here pretty soon. And cheese cookeries. So y'all, they had the 5-pound bag of Pillsbury flour, buy one get one free. So I got one of those. Got some chicken broth. They were buy one get one free. So y'all had to get some pretzels for the nuts and bolts. And y'all, there's a Rootman or something like that cookeries. They had some Christmas sugar cookeries. I thought I'd give them a try. They're not as good. They're not sweet. So they might be good like if you're having some eggnog or something like that. y'all, I picked up a bar of the Pepper Jack cheese. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the wedge of blue cheese. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, got some Ready Whip to put on top of my eggnog. Y'all, I needed cinnamon for the Big Fatty. You also need some more music. Well, I ran out. I spent a lot today. They needed cinnamon for the Chex Mix that Casey and Denver sent to me. Y'all, they had Cheerios on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. And y'all, I got the chocolate and the cinnamon Chex cereals to make that Casey and Denver Chex Mix. Y'all, I spent $51.22, but I saved $28.24. Yes, Big Fatty, and we get to have all kinds of cookeries. Yes! Y'all, I came home and I put away my provisions, except for the ones that go in my pantry. Y'all, I've decided that I am going to pull everything out of my pantry and reorganize it. Because, y'all, I don't know what I've got in there and what I don't. So it's time. It's just time. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I'm going to do that probably Wednesday evening. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk, went up around the big circle. Y'all, my Apple clock worked just fine today. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with when I talk to them later today, about 5 p.m. in the afternoon here in Fat Acres. And y'all, then I got home. Y'all, did I tell you my ice maker's gone out? And the water dispenser. So y'all, I tried to get in touch with a couple of different companies, and I never heard back from them, but I heard back from one of them, and y'all, it's not cheap to get an ice maker fixed. Big Fatty, you know Alex Lefevre, and Brandon know that, it's true, and I don't even have a Samsung. Well, Big Fatty Casey in Denver has a Samsung, and his doesn't work either. Well, anyway, y'all, they're coming on Monday. I'm pleased about that. And, y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, me Betty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
The best way to make a pound cake.
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes via e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. He says, dear Big Fatty, on your last little show, you mentioned that it was going down to 44 and that it was going to be cold. I know you are from Atlanta, and my question is this. Have you ever lived any other place for an extended period? XO, Straight Bob. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the communique. Always loving to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. And for an extended period of time, back when I was in junior high school, which is middle school now, we lived in Ormond Beach, Florida, for about a year, maybe a little bit longer than that. And otherwise, between Atlanta and Fat Acres, that's where I've lived all my life. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. Well, you got 1 week till Spanksgiving, so get your Tom turkey. Y'all, there's still 39 cents a pound at the Vonsies. Y'all, I just can't believe they're that cheap. Y'all, what can I say? Be careful. That's what I can say. Just be careful. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Archer from over there at the Archer little show. Yes, Big Fatty, he doesn't think you want to come on. Not during the politics, no. But Archer, what do you and Vader think of Big Fatty?
Well, it just makes you wonder where Big Fatty falls.
I know, right?
Oh, I didn't fall anywhere, but my Apple clock would let you know if I did.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.